What did you put it? Did you think the curtain might go up on time?
I gave up expecting that years ago, Stanley. Meanwhile, I was studying the program. Look at this photograph of Sidney Gabble.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he replace the great Slavnik, but there's actually a strong physical likeness between them.
Yes. Well, if he can dance anything like him, I'll be satisfied.
And look at this picture of Madame Slavnik.
Oh, yes. Stunning looking woman, isn't
she? Yes. Yes, she must be past the middle 40s now. A difficult age for someone who's been a female ballerina. My old father saw Igor Slavnik in Vienna in 23. As a rule, he only had eyes for ballerinas, but the great Igor completely captivated him. Ah, well, there's only one Igor Slavnik. Let's see what his successor can do.
Slavnik or not. Now, by Jupiter, I've seen Peggy Graybar. No man could ask for more in one lifetime.
Bravo!
This is amazing, Greg. It's the first time I've ever seen your eyes riveted exclusively on a male dancer.
Yes, yes, Andy, tonight my enthusiasm is all for double. In fact, I think I should create a precedent.
In what way, Greg?
By sending my card backstage to him. There is one man I insist on meeting.
Mr. Gregory Hood, no?
Yes, madam, and this is my friend, Mr. Sanderson. Here.
Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Garbor asked me to receive you while you change, Mr. Hood. I hope you don't mind waiting a few moments.
No, of course not, madam. It's most interesting to be backstage at the ballet.
So colorful.
Yes, yes, and it is. Madam Slavnitsa, isn't that Alicia Niles standing over there by the spiral staircase?
Where? Oh, yes, that is Niles.
Well, perhaps while we're waiting for Monsieur Gabor, you'd introduce us to Miss Niles. We admire her work.
Yes, I'm curious to see. She looks as beautiful behind the footlights as she does in front of them.
That cat. That tells us we have all the gloss of a dropsical rhinoceros. Your attitude of honesty, it is beyond belief a child of six could be better.
I see you now.
Oh, Greg is ready for us. Come, I'll take you to the dressing room.
This is very kind of you, Madame Slavnitsa.
This is Mr. Gregory Hood, and his friend, Mr.
Taylor, Sanderson Taylor.
I am happy to meet you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Very glad to know you. Pleased to come in. I fear I must ask you to make your stay a short one.
I'm tired. Very, very tired.
I quite understand that, sir. I just wish to have the privilege of telling you personally how magnificent I thought your dancing tonight. I'm quite a ballerina, and I've never been so moved at a performance in my life.
Yes, sir. You were magnificent.
You are very kind, gentlemen. But I was not at my best tonight, was I, Slavnitsa?
You were good, but you're very good. But I have seen you dance better.
It is because I'm tired.
Then we won't bother you any longer, sir. If you should ever come to San Francisco, I should be very proud to do anything I can to make your stay a pleasant one. Goodbye, sir. This has been a great honor.
Yes, well, goodbye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Poor Freddy. He's dead. He does not seem to be himself. Oh, he seems so tired. I'm worried for him.
What? It's Miss Niles.
She's rushing toward us. What's wrong with her?
Oh, this you must say what you think is her artistic temperament. What is the matter, Alicia?
Alicia? Oh, they have just found in my dressing room. It is horrible.
What did you find?
A cat. A theater cat. I find him lying on my dressing table. He has been strangled. It's horrible. I got up on the stage, Monsieur.
Oh, a cat strangled? What an extraordinary thing.
Mr. Hood, I cannot explain to you now, but there is trouble. Alicia Niles is in danger, terrible danger. Please, you must have
Of course, of course. What can I do?
My husband, the great Igor Slavnik, is in an asylum 3/4 of an hour from me. I must see him at once. Will you and your friend accompany me? Igor may be in danger.
Get your coat, madame. We'll leave right now.
Who is it? What do you want at this time of night?
It is I, Mr. Martin.
Madame Slavnitsa. Sorry, I didn't see you. Just a moment, I'll unbolt the door. Please, come in. These men are friends of yours?
Yes, yes, Mr. Martin. I wish to see my husband.
It's against my orders, ma'am, at this time of night.
Still not to interrupt this Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, I guess just this once. Follow me, please.
Ghastly place, Graves. Not unlike solitary cells in a prison.
Well, this must be where the violent cases are kept.
You can only stay a few moments, ma'am.
That will be sufficient. Tell me, has he been bad today?
Well, ma'am, you know he varies. Here we are. He's still awake. Now, please try not to excite him. Igor Slavnik.
What is it? Is the curtain drawing up? I do not hear the music.
Igor, it is I, your Slavnitsky.
Quiet, woman, I do not know you. Who are these men?
My name is...
Quiet! Do not tell me your name. I know you. You are the ugliest. You have come to see me dance.
Igor, my dear husband, try to understand. We are...
Take this woman out of the theater. She annoys Slavnik. Now, you wish me to dance. So, music. That is good. But louder, much louder. Now, I will dance. And see, my balance is still good. My arabesque. Oh, magnificent.
Take it easy there, Igor. You know you should.
Silence! Who are you to tell Slavnik what to do? Now, see, I shall do my grand jeté for you. You are fools, all of you. Go. I will not dance for you, the ugliest. Leave me.
You better go. He's getting into one of his moods again. I'll give him a sedative.
Very well. Poor Igor. He does not know me. But I'm relieved to find that he's still here.
Yes, it's tragic, Madame Sadnik seems to have failed him. Those leaps of his were no better than top second rate.
He must be terribly out of practice.
Madame Sadnichna, I asked no questions before we left New York. May I ask you now why it was imperative that we came to see your husband at this time of night?
When I heard there was a strangled cat in the theater, I was afraid that Igor might have escaped. I cannot explain, my dear.
Perhaps I could explain them for you. You see, Madame Slavnitsna, I know your husband's history. I know of the murder of Rostovska in Paris in 1926.
But did you know that her murder was preceded by the strangling of a cat? Under the same circumstances that happened tonight.
Oh, now I see where you were fighting, madame. You thought that Miss Niles was in danger of suffering the same fate as Rostovska.
Yes, Mr. Taylor. That is why I had to be sure that Igor was safely here.
And since he is, we may assume that someone not your husband is attempting to repeat the pattern. I think to be on the safe side, we will drive back to the theater as fast as we can. We may be in time to prevent a murder.
What possible motive could we have?
Yes, the only reason I have any knowledge of the case at all is because Madame Slavnitsna asked me to do her a favor, and I told you all about that.
Inspector, if you're really doubtful, I suggest you telepath a check on us to San Francisco. Lieutenant Silvers have vouched for Graves' honesty. They've been together on many occasions.
Is that a fact? Well, Hood, perhaps you can help me on this one.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Now, the only clue we have is your visiting card, and we know that was in the possession of Phaedra Garbor before it was found beside the corpse. It's slim evidence, I admit, and I think I'd better arrest him on suspicion.
Please don't, Inspector. Leave him at large under whatever surveillance you think necessary until after tomorrow's matinee.
Well, what's tomorrow's matinee got to do with tonight's murder?
In my opinion, it'll give us the one missing link.
Would Drake have to be a little more specific?
There's a clearly defined pattern to this case. I think it'll take a choreographer to give us the key to that pattern. At tomorrow's matinee, I intend to ask a friend of mine to accompany me and watch the performance. I think she'll give us the answer.
A she? I might have known it, though.
Who is she, Mr. Hood?
Miss Agnes DeMille, one of the greatest choreographers of our day. And, for good measure, an extremely knowledgeable student of murder. Tomorrow afternoon, Inspector, I think she can help us crack this case. Are these seats all right, Agnes?
Perfect, Gregory. Good to see you again. But I can't imagine why you want me to catch this show for the second time. I thought opening night, you know.
How did you like Phaedra Garbor?
Good. Quite good. But very far from great. Why?
I want you to watch him now. I think he will revise your opinion.
Well, I have an open mind. Incidentally, I see that poor Alicia Niles has been replaced by Sadnichna. It's going to be a little hard to watch. Sadnichna was good in her day, but she's passe by now.
She was understudying Niles. I imagine they didn't have time to get anyone else. Ah. And now, Agnes, watch him. Watch him closely. An awful lot depends on that.
Improve that much since opening night is beyond me, Gregory.
Thank you, Agnes. You've given me the answer I hoped for. In fact, I think you've given me the answer to murder.
Good. I'm glad you think you're on the right track. But I've got to work fast. They're turning the pressure on me. I've got to make an arrest.
You're not going to arrest Gabor, are you?
And I'm going to talk to him. And I'd like you and Mr. Taylor to come in with me.
Please, he cannot be disturbed. He's not well.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist, ma'am.
I cannot stop him, Taylor.
Why do you call me Taylor? I am Slavnik, Igor Slavnik, the greatest dancer in the world.
Oh, the smoke, Inspector. He's gone crazy, too. He was Slavnik's pupil and successor. Now I think he is the great Slavnik.
Well, I'll go crazy soon if I don't get to the bottom of this. Now, look here, Mr. Gabor. You're under suspicion for the murder of Alicia Niles.
Oh, no, Inspector. You've got this all wrong.
Lord, you've got to let me handle this my way. Now, listen to me, Gabor.
Murder? I do not know what you talk about. I'm tired. Very tired. I shall rest here for a while. Do not bother.
Now, listen to me, Gabor. You can't
go... Please, Inspector. Leave him alone. I can tell you everything.
Good. Then start talking, ma'am.
It is all my fault. Inspector, now I tell you what no one knows before. When my husband killed Rostovska 20 years ago, it was because I asked him to.
You? Do you realize what you're saying, ma'am?
Oh, I did not mean for him to do it. You misunderstand me. But I'll take her and say, that cat, I wish you were dead. So first, his mind is so simple when he do not dance. He killed the cat. And then he understand and strangled poor Rostovska.
Yes, but all that took place 20 years ago, ma'am, and your husbands are still in an asylum. How does that tie in with yesterday's killing?
It's why poor Fedja here. His brain is gone, too. He thinks he is the great Slavnik. He knows the old story, and when I say a few days ago that I hate Alicia Niles, that she's a cat, the same tragedy happens all over again.
Well, ma'am, I can't take your word for this. I'll have to call in a doctor and have this man examined. Hood, what do you think? Hood. Mr. Taylor. Where the heck did they go? Jackson.
Yeah, Inspector.
Did you see where Mr. Hood and his friend went?
Yeah, Inspector. They slipped out of the theater a couple of minutes ago. Said they had a rush call to make. Asked me to give you this note.
What kind of a game are those boys playing? Give me that note, Jackson. I'm going to end up in the nut house if this keeps up.
Greg, I hate to interrupt a great mind at work, but you condescend to tell a mere mortal why we're speeding up the Slavnik sanitarium?
Well, surely it's obvious, Andy. Madame Slavnichna is the culprit. She saw herself slipping, wanted to get back on top again, so she arranged to have a modern version of the old case happen all over.
Oh, then it was the great Slavnik we saw dancing last night.
Yes, and this afternoon. Nothing else but a account of the change Mr. Mill testified to. The clincher was just now, though, in the dressing room. Even thick stage makeup couldn't hide the fact that Slavnik is a much older man.
Oh, then you've come up here to have a talk with Gabor.
Yes, if I can. I want to know why he consented to such a switch. Well, here we are at the asylum.
Greg, do you suppose Macklin, the male nurse we met last night, is interested?
That's one of the things we have to find out.
Yeah.
We want to see Igor Slavnik at once. We're friends of Mr. Macklin's.
Where is he?
In his quarters.
I'll get him.
Don't bother. Will this get us in to see Slavnik?
Well, okay. Come in.
How's about giving us the key to his cell? We want to see him alone.
I shouldn't.
Perhaps another fin will make you change your mind.
Okay. Here you are. Don't put me on a spot if they catch you.
Come on, Sandy.
Okay.
Here's his cell.
Great Scott! Gabor is hanging from the window bar.
Yes, it's still breathing, though. Hold him, Sandy. Hold him.
I will.
I'll cut these bedclothes with my penknife. There we are. Lay him on the floor, poor Gabor.
He's almost purple in the face.
Get the doctor, Sandy, as fast as you can.
I wouldn't bother with you, Mr. Taylor.
I don't care what you think. Just
look out, Sandy. Look out.
I suppose it's of your friend. Now to dispose of you.
I'm afraid not, Macklin. I've got you covered.
That's part of your bargain, wouldn't
you? You know, huh?
I think I can teach you a few tricks. Forget I'm a male nurse. Hey, how do you like that? See that straight dagger on the bed? Put your left arm in. Now, let's go your right shoulder in. Well, now I face up the back. So, okay, Hood. You can't do much harm now.
All right, Macklin. You win. What are you going to do?
That depends on how much you know.
Well, I know that you've switched patients here, that the real Slavnik is in New York. This man is Fedor Gabor.
You know that, do you?
But I can't figure how he consented to make the switch.
And I'll tell you, Hood. This guy Gabor thought Slavnik was the greatest man in the world.
Huh?
But Amstrad Lichtner sold him on the idea of getting the genius out of the madhouse and back on the stage. Duty to art, she called it. And this sucker fell for it.
And how did she sell you the idea?
Cold, hard dough.
Oh.
But Nietzsche said, give her a chance of being a star. I don't know about that, but dough talks plenty loud to me. Even if staging an apparent suicide. Now, I've got a couple of more murders on my hands. That'll cost her plenty.
Don't be a dope, Macklin. You can't get away with murdering us.
Sure I can. I've got it all figured out. I'll throttle you and your friend. Hang Gabriel back on the window there. When we find you, it'll be a tragedy. The great Slavnik murdered two of his visitors and committed suicide. It's a cinch. Who's going to pin it on me?
I am, Macklin. Huh? I heard your whole statement. Grab him, Jackie.
Keep away from me. No fat foot's going to...
There's one fat foot that did. Good work, Jackson. Well, Greg...
Inspector, I was never so glad to see anyone in my life.
Well, I read your note, played a hunch, and followed your instructions, Hood. Arrested, Slavnishner, and high-tailed out here. What's the score?
I'll tell you that when I'm a little more comfortable. Help me out of this, will you? Then we'll see what we can do to Sandy. Macklin, not control.
You two really did run into it, didn't you?
Don't rub it in, Inspector. It's a salutary experience. I end the case in a straitjacket and Sandy with a crack on the jaw. Oh, why don't we stick to the importing business? It's so much more restful.
Some story, Greg. And a very pretty picture. The famous Gregory Hood at home in a straitjacket.
It wasn't funny.
No, I guess it wasn't that. Must have been the strangest case you ever connected up with, Greg.
Ah, there, I'll agree with you. No, wait a minute. There was just one other case that was stranger.
What was that?
One night when I was dining with friends, we had a marvelous dinner, very rare prime ribs, small new potatoes, tossed green salad with a very special dressing.
Well, what's strange about all that?
No Petri wine on the table.
I beat you to it, Harry.
I beat you to it.
Mabel, I wasn't even going... Well, since you brought the subject up...
The floor is yours, old man.
Well, I would like to say that having Petri wine on the dinner table every night is practically a tradition. Petri's such a wonderful wine, and it should be. Because after all, the Petri family has been making wine for generations now. Long years of skill and experience go into making Petri wine really outstanding. Well, making good wine is a heritage in the Petri family, passed down from father to son, from father to son. That's why the Petri business has grown and grown so that today the Petri family are America's largest independent winemakers. Yes, the making of Petri wine is a family affair,
and the Petrie family has every intention of keeping it just that. So you know the name Petrie on a bottle of wine is more than a trademark. It's a personal assurance of the Petrie family that Petrie wine is and always will be good wine.